A new illustrated children's book detailing Pope Benedict's daily activities has just been published in Italy, and an English edition is coming out in early May. Entitled Max and Benedict, the book is about a blue rock thrush's impressions of the Pope from his perch on St. Peter's Dome, and is written by Italian author and journalist Gian Perego. It follows on the heels of another book written by the same author called Joseph and Chico, which told the story of the Pope's early years from the point of view of a tabby cat. So what prompted Perego to write this latest book that gives the lowdown on Pope Benedict's busy daily routine? Let's hear from her.
The idea of this book came to me on the 14th of November 2007 because I was in St. Peter's Square for the general audience and I was observing the square and there were two herring gulls circling on the canopy under which the Pope sits. And there I had this idea to write something about the Pope using birds as a narrator. And I realized how tough is his job as a pope. He was there surrounded by 100,000 people. It was raining. It was November. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's so hard for a person who is not young to sit there for hours. And that was just the beginning of some thought that I have about how engaged is the pope, also physically, not only mentally. It's really hard work. And he's always working, as far as we know.
What made you decide to choose a blue rock thrush as the narrator for your book?
Well, I wanted to use a bird, as I said. I had to find the right one. I think that not every bird can tell the story, a story about His Holiness. So I started a research about the birds who live in the Vatican. And it was quite tough. There are so many birds who live in Vatican. At the beginning, I thought to use a kestrel. There are many kestrels in Vatican. But then I met a special person, Fulvio Fraticelli, who is the scientific director of the Bioparco of Rome, the former zoo of Rome. He's an ornithologist. And that's how I discovered the blue rock thrush as a bird who lives on the Vatican walls and on mainly on the Vatican Dome, St. Peter's Dome.
You mentioned that you had an audience with the Pope when you presented him with a copy of your book, Joseph and Chico. So what kind of person is he? Did you have a chance to chat with him?
I had the chance to chat with him for a few minutes, say 5-10 minutes. And I had the impression of a very kind and shy person and who has been really interested in my book, Joseph and Chico. He was mentioning some sentences and some things here and there in the book, and that impressed me a lot because I realized that he had really paid attention to my book. And that's what I think. He is a person who really pays attention to every single person, every single situation.
So he liked that book?
Apparently he did. He was very pleased.
Do you happen to know whether he likes birds or not? We all know he likes cats.
Well, I know that he likes nature very much. Yeah, in Bavaria, the nature is fabulous and almost everybody likes animals and birds.
Who helped to give you the information about the Pope's day and what he does? For instance, I noted you said that his cook sometimes prepares him delicious apple strudel. Now, you needed somebody inside the Vatican who is close to the Pope to give you that type of information, didn't you?
I have been reading a lot. To write this book that apparently is very short, it's 56 pages, it took me around one and a half year, because I have been reading almost everything that has been written about the Pope. Then I had the wonderful help of the Vatican CTV, Vatican TV. I was allowed to go there and have a look to a lot of films about him, even films that have not been broadcast, so I could learn a lot about his life.
Yes, I noticed, for instance, that you talked, there was your description about how nervous people are before they meet the Pope, how they're adjusting their tie, smoothing their hair, or checking to see if their shoes are polished. Did you get that from this footage of CTV, the Vatican TV service?
Yes, I did. And I like always to look at details because often details say more than larger sentences.
I also liked the bit, and I expect many readers will be interested to hear, of some of the somewhat unusual presents he's received. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, there are some very funny things, like an oven to bake pizzas on wheels, or a steering wheels from a Formula One car, and even some hands once. Some hands from Padua. A company, tractor manufacturer, gave him once as a present a big Watt tractor, and he has been blessing it, because he is always very kind to people who bring him a present, because he knows that every present made to him is made with a lot of love.
Your book shows that Pope Benedict's day is very busy. He has very little free time. What was the aspect of his day that most struck you?
Well, what impressed me is that it's a very long day. Benedict XVI, Joseph Ratzinger, is not a young man. And you think that he starts so early and he's busy, terribly busy, all day long till the evening. I do not think that most of the people of his age could do the same kind of life 365 days a year. Even when he's on holiday, he's not really on holiday doing nothing. He's writing, he's meeting people. So that impressed me very much.
I notice, however, that he does take a bit of time off to have two strolls, doesn't he? Can you tell us a little bit about those two strolls?
Yes, this is very nice. Looking at the film I could see at the CTV and reading, I realized that almost every day he takes strolls, one just after lunch and another one around 4 o'clock in the Vatican Gardens. And this moment where he can have a contact with nature, with the fresh air, he likes walking like most of the Germans do. And you can look at the flowers, the trees, and at the animals who are there. And there is a real paradise of birds. You can find so many kind of birds, and I'm sure that the Pope is looking at them.
What message are you hoping to convey to your readers about the Pope, both his day and his character, in this second book about him?
Well, I want, first of all, that children and generally all my readers, families, understand that he is doing a lot. He's a very busy man, and that he pays attention to all sort of the aspect of the Catholic life. In the book, they have mentioned some of the basic ideas of the most important one, the family, for instance. And I wanted my reader to think about it.
As you discovered, he has a very busy day. He has very little free time. But how does he relax? And what do you say about his brief moments when he can relax towards the end of the day?
Usually I learn he's playing the piano. We knew that the Pope likes to play the piano, playing Mozart. And so I had my little bird, Max, Blue Rock Trash, in a way interacting with him. And there is a point of the book when I am describing his holidays in Castel Gandolfo, where I have placed a cousin of Max, the narrator of my book, who is listening and singing together with the Pope when he's playing the piano.
Okay, let's look a little bit at this character of Max, the Blue Rock Thrush. What kind of personality are you seeking to portray with him?
Well, Max, who gets his name from the inscriptions in the marble stone that one can see on St. Peter's Dome. Max is a cheerful, happy little bird. And all I have written in my book is scientifically correct. Max is a type of bird who breeds in the Vatican, in Rome, and in all the Southern Europe and Northwest Africa. He's a very special bird, and I have chosen it also because he's mentioned in the Bible, in a psalm.
Now, your book has already been released in Italy. Have you had any feedback so far from readers there? What are they saying about it?
I got a few letters through my website, and apparently the people understood what I wanted to say with my book, and they like to know a little bit more on the Vatican as a natural place. We always think of Vatican as a place with the wonderful artistic buildings, a place of the Holy See, but nobody apparently before spoke of the Vatican as a place of nature, of birds, for instance, and apparently it has been appreciated.
I think many people, in fact, would be surprised to discover that there are more than 70 species of birds that make their home in the Vatican.
Exactly. And birds are very important in our religion, because if you consider that in the Bible there are more than 300 species of birds mentioned.
I was speaking to Jan Perego, author of a new children's book about Pope Benedict.